Welcome to the Simply DV podcast for Monday, October the 9th, 2006. Hello and welcome back to podcast number two. My name's Colin from Simply DV, and in this edition, we'll be talking about HDD camcorders and their increasing profile in the grand scheme of things. And in particular, I'll be comparing two competing models, the Sony DSR90 and the JVC MG505 HDD camcorders. Now, if you're thinking of going tapeless and looking at an HDD cam, but you can't decide which to buy, then stick around because it might be that after my appraisal of the two, you can come to a decision, or not. Okay, in addition to that, I'll be giving you a few hints and tips, and this week we're looking at some simple but effective techniques for shooting stable handheld sequences with your camcorder. Shooting stable handheld is something that a lot of people have problems with, but really it's not that difficult. And finally, we'll be talking about a great new book that's just been released and has everything a complete camcorder newbie needs to know about digital video movie making. And it's written by me, I should add. Okay, enough blatant self-promotion. Let's get on with it. And so to our first topic, which is HDD camcorders. Camcorders that record to tiny internal hard disk drives. Now, these differ from tape-based camcorders like Mini DV or Digital 8, and they also differ from those which use removable discs such as DVD camcorders. Now, they save movies and they save stills to disk, and they manage their contents just like the hard disk in your computer. Only these hard disk drives are tiny, very similar to those used in iPods and portable media players in that they're 1.8 inches across. So they're minute compared to the huge great beasts that you would find in a desktop computer or the like. Now, they don't record the same type of video as do mini DV camcorders or other cams that record to tape like HDV and Digital 8. They record instead a similar compressed video stream to that used in DVD, which is MPEG-2. Or in the case of a new Sony model, an even newer type of codec called MPEG-4. But we'll talk about that later. Now, there are currently two product ranges on offer if you're looking for an HDD camcorder. One of them is the JVC Averio G range, and the other one is the Sony SR range. Let's have a look at the JVCs first. Now, there are five models ranging from the entry-level MG21, which is a single CCD camcorder and has a 20GB hard disk drive, right up to the 3CCD MG505. Now, with the exception of the entry-level model, they're all configured to shoot widescreen video, and the top three models can shoot reasonably high-resolution digital stills pictures as well. In fact, at 5 megapixels, the stills on the MG505 are pretty good. So those are the available Averio G range models from JVC, and I'll explain what the G signifies in a moment. But going over to Sony, this company was a recent entrant into the HDD market, only in 2006, in fact. So JVC had the march on them by at least a year. Now, Sony currently has four models, starting with the DCR SR30 at the entry point, and then they move through the SR50 and the SR70 up to the SR90 at the top. Now, I've reviewed the SR90 on simplydv.co.uk. So if you go to the website and then click the reviews link and then look at the camcorder reviews, you'll see it there, along with most, I think, of the JVC models as well. Now, the SR90 is at the upper end of the range, and it too has a 30GB hard drive. So the Sony SR90 has the same hard drive capacity as the JVC MG505. Interestingly, the Sony SR70 has a disk drive capacity of double all of the others, at 60GB, and it's not the top of the range model either. The others, though, all have 30, so 30GB hard disk drives in the current ranges of camcorders is the predominant option. All of the Sony HDD camcorders are single CCD models, and that includes the top-of-the-range SR90, which has a 1/3-inch CCD. If you listen to podcast number one, you'll have heard me talking about the CCD being the most commonly used imaging chip, as we refer to it, in the camcorder that converts the incoming light through the lenses into electrical impulses, which in turn are then converted into the digital data stream that's saved on the storage medium. The larger the chip in general, the better the pictures you get, and professional cameras and camcorders use 1/3-inch CCDs, if not 1/2-inch CCDs. It's very, very rare for consumer camcorders to have anything higher than a 1/3-inch CCD. In fact, I don't know any. So a 1/3-inch CCD on the Sony SR90 is actually quite a considerable asset, and that compares to the JVC's 1/4-inch CCDs, although there are three of them. Now, most camcorders have 1/6-inch CCDs and 1/5-inch CCDs as well, and CCDs of this size can be found in the other models in the JVC range. All of the Sony camcorders can handle 16:9 widescreen, and they can shoot JPEG digital stills. Now, if you were to ask me which in each of the ranges, the JVC and the Sony, I would choose, I would whittle it down really to the 3CCD JVC MG505, that's the top of the range there, which I've reviewed on Simply DV, or, in the case of Sony, the SR90 that I've just been talking about, which is also their top of the range camcorder. The reason being that, for a start, they're both in the £650 to £750 sterling mark here in the UK. And even though the JVC has 3 CCDs and the Sony only has 1, the Sony's impressive 1/3-inch CCD kind of gives it the edge in some respects. Although that's not to denigrate in any way the JVC's image quality, which I really like. So in reality, I'd have to toss a coin if I were to decide which is the better one. I do err on the side of the Sony simply because it's bigger, it's got a nice big lens to it, and it's much easier to handle. But the JVC is nice and chunky as well, and I do like chunky camcorders. So I guess I'd have to toss a coin on that one if I were to be really honest with you. Now, I have reviewed both these camcorders in some considerable detail on simplydv.co.uk. So go to the website, go to the camcorder reviews section and have a look for yourself. There's not only my first impressions, there's also a lot of information about the features that each camcorder has, how they handle, what the recording quality is like. And I've also, as in common with all other reviews, I've given quite a detailed resume of the specifications on the cam itself. So I'm not going to make a choice between each of them. I could happily be given one or the other and stick with it. So it's down to you to make your mind up. And what I would say is, if you're in the position of deciding which HDD camcorder to buy, it's really essential that you try and get along to a place that stocks them and handle them and switch them on and see how they feel with you. It's only you that can decide in the end. Okay, I mentioned earlier that the Averio camcorders are called the G range, and there's a very good reason for that. And it's a reason actually that's common to the Sony ones as well, because they use very similar technology. Now, in order to protect the tiny heads, the read-write heads in the hard disk drives, from damage due to either rough handling or, worse still, dropping, it has been known, both companies have incorporated anti-gravity sensors, which, when activated, will shut the whole system down at the blink of an eyelid should the camera be dropped or suffer a sharp dose of anti-G. Now, just think about it. Somebody picks the camcorder up, they slip. The camcorder either hits a piece of furniture or, worse still, drops onto the floor. The camcorder might not in any way be damaged, except that the tiny, tiny little heads in the hard disk drive could be completely ruined. So far better to have some kind of system which immediately shuts the drive down and parks the head sensibly, so that if it does hit the carpet or a piece of furniture, you know that your material is very likely to be okay. Now, when JVC originally launched this range of camcorders in Europe, I went along to the launch in London, and I asked one of the JVC people about a situation when perhaps we were riding on a roller coaster and we were recording with an Averio camcorder at the same time. It's okay going up the incline, but what about when we go over the top and then we go down very quickly? And he said that if the anti-G sensor is switched in, the chances are that it will shut the camcorder down and you'll lose your footage. But you do have the option to switch it out as a manual override. Okay, but I think it's on by default. And also on the subject of HDD, don't forget that HDD isn't like recording to tape. You can't take the drive out of the camcorder, and it's on the disk drive until you copy it off to something else. So all of your material needs to be transferred out of the camcorder via a USB cable and onto something else. Now, that can go into a computer, You can copy all of your material using software that JVC supplies, software, incidentally, for both Windows and Apple Mac computers. And you can do that in such a way that you can make pretty much clone copies of the MPEG-2 material that's on the hard disk drive, remembering that MPEG-2 is the compression format common to both the hard disk drive, camcorders, and DVD disc at present. And therefore, if you're transferring the data from one place to another, the idea is that you simply make a clone copy of it. The camcorders can also enable you to select a playlist so that you can, before you do the transfer, go through it, delete the clips you don't want, change the order that the clips will be played through a playlisting option, and then that final playlist, you can then select an option in the camcorders menu and say, copy all of this to the DVD in the computer, please, and it will do it. Both companies, JVC and Sony, actually offer standalone products which you can connect the camcorder to and make a DVD direct to that, what is effectively an external drive. I've used the JVC one and I'm really impressed with it, and I've also reviewed it on the Simply DV website, okay? So have a look at that one if you're looking for a device that takes all of the hassle out of making DVD copies. I'll have a look at both those units at some stage in the near future and I'll do a podcast item on them. Right, we've talked about MPEG-2, and just before I move on, I just want to say something about MPEG-4, because Sony recently introduced two camcorders which use a new video compression format called AVCHD. AVCHD uses not MPEG-2, as does DVD and HDD and SD video. It uses something called MPEG-4, which itself is not a new codec, but a version of MPEG-4 video compression called H.264. This is at the heart of the new generation of high-definition recording and is something that we're associating with the new generation of DVD playback and recording devices that we're going to be seeing increasingly over the next year or so. There are two competing formats, as you probably know, one of which is called Blu-ray, which is being pioneered by Sony in a sense that Sony's putting it in its PlayStations and so on, and the other one, which is called HD-DVD. They both use an improved form of video encoding called MPEG-4, and the H.264 codec is at the heart of all of this stuff. Now, the new Sony camcorder that records to hard disk drive is called the HDR-S1, and this uses AVCHD for its encoding, and it produces high definition video, and the high def video can be connected to a high definition TV using the appropriate connections, and thanks to AVCHD you get a really high quality of recording and playback. I'm not going to go into that in detail now, but it's just something to think about for the future, because AVCHD, I'm pretty sure, is going to be really big in that it's ideally suited to camcorder systems that record either to HDD, DVD, or even SD card video. But we'll talk more about that in future podcasts. At the beginning of this podcast, I told you that I'd be giving you some professional quality tips on how to get better handheld shots with your camcorder. And here's how. If you watch most people shooting with their camcorders, you'll notice that they tend to hold the camera through the strap. They then open the LCD screen and they're looking at the camera, and the camera is being waved around on the end of their arm in a totally indiscriminate manner. And of course, the quality of most people's home video footage is less than impressive. Now, you can change all that, and you can get some really nice, stable, controlled shots by following a very simple technique, and the technique is this. Don't hold the camera through the strap, and don't use the LCD screen unless you really have to. If you have a viewfinder, use that. Now, hold the camera with your right hand such that the camera is sitting on the palm of your hand, and grip the camera accordingly. Now, with the LCD screen closed, grip the viewfinder with your left hand, and pull the whole lot close to your body such that your elbows are firm against your sides. Make sure that the viewfinder is against your eye and in a comfortable position. Finally, zoom the lens so that it's at its widest setting. If you want to get a nice panning shot from left all the way around to the right-hand side, what you need to do is to stand in a stable position with your legs apart, turn to where the shot is going to start, that is 90 degrees to the left, start the camera recording, hold it steady, and slowly turn the whole of your torso from your waist around through 180 degrees. And when you get to the end, hold it for a couple of seconds and then stop. You'll now find that providing that you've avoided zooming, you'll have a really nice, stable shot. The trick with hand holding is to frame a shot, hold the camera firmly and steadily, When you're ready, hit the record button, and when you're finished, count to three and then hit the stop button, and find separate pictures as you would if you were using a digital still camera, and shoot a sequence of images. You can frame each of the shots separately and you can record them separately, and providing that you're hand-holding carefully using the technique I've described, you'll get good results. And that's the professional tip for this week. More to come in future podcasts. Now, the final item in this week's podcast is the subject of a new book that's available. Now, if you're a beginner or a relative beginner and you're looking for a book that will help you to perhaps decide what type of camcorder to buy, or if you have a camcorder and you're looking to polish your digital video making techniques, then I strongly recommend a new book that's available on Collins. That's nothing to do with me, that's the publisher Collins, and it's part of their Need to Know series, and it's called Collins Need to Know Digital Video. Subtitle: All the Techniques You Need to Make Great Home Movies. And the reason I'm recommending it is because I'm the author. I make no bones about it. So, if I turned over to the back of the book, then I'll give you a little hint as to what it's all about by reading the blurb. And the blurb says, are you confused by your camcorder? Are you dying to go digital? Whether you're buying your first camcorder, updating to digital, or trying to polish your skills, Collins Need to Know Digital Video is the one-stop guide to making entertaining and professional-looking home movies. Now, what I've tried to do in this 192-page full-colour book is to give you a good, down-to-earth, no-nonsense approach to digital video making from the point of view of a complete beginner. Any reference to technical subjects is explained properly in detail and in layman's terms, and I've tried to make it a jargon-busting book. I hate jargon, and I'm sure you do. And what I've also tried to achieve is a balance between know-how, technical information, and good down-to-earth inspiration. You've got to be inspired to want to do it, otherwise you're not going to do it. So it has to contain a balance between all three. So what we've done is that we look at the latest technology, and I can't see any other book anywhere at the moment that includes references to the latest hard disk drive camcorders, such as those discussed in this podcast, DVD camcorders. There are pictures of the JVC Avario camcorders, and there's even reference to the new SDHC, the SD High Capacity Class 2 SD cards as used in the latest Panasonic SD video camera that I reviewed in last week's podcast. So the book really is up to date. Other stuff that we cover, well, shooting techniques and composition, lots of hints and tips, such as how to handhold a camera carefully, like I've just been talking about, hints on composition, hints on how to put a sequence of shots together. And I also look at how you can go about editing your footage with a discussion of the types of software that are available on both Windows PCs and Apple Macs, and also hints as to how you might want to share your video. In other words, by not only creating DVDs, but also publishing them online, sending them as email attachments, and even sending them as video podcasts. So there's a whole range of stuff in the book that is aimed primarily at beginners, but also those people, as I said, that are looking to hone their skills a little bit more professionally. Okay, so it's called Collins Need to Know Digital Video, and it's available right now from a good bookseller near you. Alternatively, go to the Simply DV website, go to the news page, and you'll find links to information about the book, and also links as to how you can buy a copy of the book from either amazon.co.uk or amazon.com. Okay, that's the end of this week's podcast. I'll be back in a week's time with another one. I'm not quite sure what's going to be in it yet, but what I recommend is that you subscribe to this podcast using the podcast directory of your choice. So if it's in iTunes, click subscribe and you will get the latest edition automatically when it's uploaded. Okay, so all that remains is for me, Colin at Simply DV, to say thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye. The Simply DV podcast is written and presented by Colin Barrett and produced on an Apple Mac using Pinnacle Podcast Factory. Music is by YOPO, You Only Pay Once. More information about copyright buyout music can be found at the company's website at yopo.co.uk.